Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning. It's yours truly, Odilongu. Welcome to another episode of my show, of my life. Today is going to be a short stream of conscious about algorithms. It's something that I've been thinking about to myself for quite some time. Just trying to, you know, explore the tug of war that's currently going on between man-made artificial algorithms, which we all interact with on a daily basis now, whether it be through social media applications or through other infrastructural, computational algorithms that are built to run our society. And the opposing argument is that there are natural algorithms that govern nature, that govern systems that are natural, right? Like if you look at Darwinian theories of evolution, that is considered an algorithm. So there's a tug of war between this natural algorithm and this artificial one. And the premise of our exploration today is to explore how to unify and find the nuance between these two, or whether we have to choose one, essentially. Before we proceed with our episode today, first we're going to listen to a song. The song is called Utopia by Prince Ngu, who is another version of me, of my life, of my existence. This song is called Utopia, and it can be found on all major music platforms. Here it goes.
In a broken world, how could love prevail? In a broken world, how could love prevail? It is freezing cold. Where did it all go? Where did it all go? Where did it all go? So as the story goes, as above just as below, we come from the stars, the water of minerals grow. Please don't stop the flow. In the ancient world, my fathers knew the way. When I go backwards, I go back in time. I go back in time. I go back in time.
Now, you might ask, what is the distinguishing factors that differentiates between natural algorithms and human artificial algorithms, the ones that are created by humans to solve problems? And this is a key distinction that has to be made in order to figure out how to unify both schools of thought, both perspectives, and figure out what's the best direction for humanity and for the individual. An example of a natural algorithm would be the notion of family, an algorithm that is found in many aspects of nature, pretty much all facets of nature. All natural systems seem to be grouped, seem to be organized in a hierarchical or grid-like or sequence or algorithm that governs how these systems are interacting with each other. So if we look at a family system, whether it's a celestial family of planets, or we look at a human system of families, the community, or we can look at the animal kingdom and the families within that ecosystem. And we notice that there's something that is quite interesting. It seems as though the exact same rules are governing the interaction in these systems, despite the fact that they are in completely different dimensions. One is of physical bodies of matter, or the planets, from the cosmological perspective, and the other is biological systems, right? The human systems. The other could be natural systems in found in nature, found in plants, right? So there seems to be this natural algorithm that is governing the interaction, governing the evolution, and governing the emergence of these natural systems, right? So we'll call this a natural algorithm. And Darwinian evolution is an example of an individual trying to explore this phenomena, this driving force, this engine that governs the interactions of these natural systems. Now, how does that differ from artificial algorithms that are developed by humans to solve specific problems, right? Now, an example of an artificial algorithm would be some of the structures, the social structures, social, political, economic infrastructures that we've created to govern humanity, to govern how human systems, biological systems interact with each other and exchange value, and et cetera, et cetera. And this artificial algorithm, as we've seen, culminating to the current predicament of the world today, are inherently incomplete or need to be updated constantly to maintain their validity, to have predictive accuracy. And we've reached a point in history where we're realizing that there is a dichotomy between the natural algorithm and the artificial ones. And humanity has to make a choice, essentially, on which direction we should proceed due to the fact that the end goals are different. The long-term results are different. Now, what are the difference between the short-term benefits or pros and cons of artificial algorithms and natural algorithms? Here's the main difference. Natural algorithms have the ability to self-replicate. They are designed inherently, as we've seen in nature, to preserve themselves, replicate themselves. And this self-replication of natural systems can be seen in the algorithm of family. The ability for new generations to be birthing, and to propagate forward, and to maintain the human civilization for very, very, very long periods of time, whether it's a human civilization or it's the animal kingdom. The ability to self-replicate is key part of natural algorithms. Now, artificial algorithms unfortunately need to be updated by an external system. It needs to be optimized because over time the systems break down. An example would be artificial system like the notion of democracy. The notion of monotheism, polytheism, all these algorithms, even going down to the economic algorithm of value exchange with paper currency, with gold, fiat currency, These are all artificial algorithms. And as we've seen, they die out over time. They lose their validity. We move from gold to fiat to crypto to the blockchain. There has to be an evolution. There has to be an external force involved in optimizing that system, in stabilizing that algorithm. And that is the fundamental flaw. Is that this algorithm is very, very, very dependent. It is anchored on something that is external. And the consequences of that can be dire if the system gets controlled by someone tyrannical. Essentially, what I'm saying is that artificial algorithms are like filters that don't just disrupt the perception of reality, but disrupt the reality itself. It creates an enclosing layer around the natural algorithm that should be governing humanity. And this is the tug of war that we have to come to terms with. There's a war. There's a battle, a very long battle between the natural and the unnatural, between the organic and the inorganic. And this is something that, as humans, we have to reconcile before it destroys not just us, but destroys humanity itself. Thank you guys for joining the Ngu Show today. I will be talking more about algorithms, intelligence, artificial intelligence, and much more. So please subscribe and stay tuned.